You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara says, "Kachay Yedel Satif." If he knows how to be Satif, Oviv Kechlo Talis. The father buys him a Talis. What do you mean Satif? The Rishonim are already Yehuda. What do you mean Yedel Satif? The din in Chinuch is you have to be Machanach the child in every prat. Not enough just to put on tzitzis on him. Put on the 1-year-old tzitzis. That's very nice, but if the kid doesn't know how to be Masatif, how to put it right, so he's not doing the mitzvah the right way. Then there's the Satif Petzitzis. You have to put it on. Right? The Gemara says that if it's Lamaila Me'esrim Amma, the child is not you're not Yetzir Chinuch. Why? Because if a Pesuk is Pesuk Me'esrim, that's not called Chinuch. Chinuch is not to do just, you know, something, you know, that the kid, you know, give him a lemon play. Right? It's very nice for kindergarten kids, maybe, to play. But when you're doing, you do have to do it completely. So now, the following is the question someone asks. Let's see what we say. The din is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. It's a machloikis, right? Machloikis in the Gemara, machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, two shitas, yeshon mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, yeshon mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and about the lechatchili wa machmeh, the rice is the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Right? You're all mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. The Shmur has a shayla. Let's say a person, you're the kiddish, and you took off your talus, and now you want to go home, you want to put on your talus again, you can't carry it, it's no air, whatever the situation, you don't carry an air, whatever the situation is. And you're not sure if you have to make a bracha or not. So Bishmur says, you have an eitzah to put it on, be mechav and not to be yoitzah the mitzvah of tzitzis. This way, you're not being mevatel bracha, because you're not yoitzah the mitzvah. And then you don't have a spouse. Mishmur says, no, that's not a good thing. Why? He says, because if you're wearing tzitzis, and mechava not to be yoitza, so you're wearing four corners without tzitzis. Even though physically you have tzitzis on them, he says, it'll come out, you're carrying on Shabbos. This is on Shabbos, which is usually that's the case. And during the week, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Dal Kamfis, because you're wearing Dal Kamfis without tzitzis. So in other words, if anybody remembers, this is not like the Minchas Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch says that there are certain mitzvahs that A is what you have to be yoitzer, and then B, you're not doing anything wrong, even if you're not yoitzer. For instance, sitting in a sukkah. Minchas Chinuch, what goes on the Tosfos is kasha, why do I need a posik? That a sukkah gzula is no good, it's a mitzvah habab averi, it's a mitzvah averi, not yoitza. So Minchas Chinuch comes up with a new thing. He says, there's a different mitzvah averi means, if you want to be yoitza mitzvah lulav, so if it's a mitzvah averi, you stole the lulav, you're not yoitza. Over here, the mitzvah is to be mekayim mitzvah in the sukkah, and you're not allowed to eat outside of the sukkah. You can't say you're eating outside of the sukkah, so you didn't do anything wrong. That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
See, it's just also, it's a bigger mitzvah.
Right, exactly. So that would be, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach points it out, I said myself also, that you see from this Mishnah Berurah, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is a big chesh. I once heard from someone who learned in Kletzk, Rafaifer Olav Shalom, from Queens, you know? From Queens, which part of Queens, but Queens. Big place, Queens, I know. But Farakwa, you able to say, you know, Cohen from Farakwa used to say yes, Kaplan from Farakwa, but nowadays it's not so easy. But he learned by Baron, and he said this over, he was a Galziani, and he told this Minchas Chinuch to Baron, and Baron went wild. He said, no way, it's not Shach. Yeah. Mishmur says that's what Mishmur said. Mishmur Paskin, it's called wearing a beged without tzitzis. What do you mean? Are you wearing physical tzitzis? Doesn't matter. It's not the wearing the physical tzitzis, being yoitz in the midst of tzitzis. If you're mechav and not to be yoitz, you're wearing a beged without tzitzis. Without the midst of tzitzis. Not the shot is your beged should have tzitzis. You should be yoitz in the midst of tzitzis. You're not yoitz in the midst of tzitzis. So b'meila, you can't. So now the question is like this. A cotton doesn't have kavanda. Tell a cotton. His mind is, especially now, right? We know kids don't have kavanda. Anything, right? So we hope that we'll get them back on track. So if a kid puts on, how can a father give a beged to, in other words, like this, that a kid is got to do mitzvahs, okay, that's his, Pashas and Rishon Mitzvah, many Rishon, the kids' mitzvahs. The kids' own mitzvah to do it. That's why he can be mitzvah to his father. It's his own mitzvah. Chazal mechayev, it's a shaharei mechayev, what they mechayev. That's a mechonis kashu, but that's what it is. But there it says the father, we'll get to it, the father gives him a beged. Now, if the father gives him a beged, and he knows he's not going to be mechaven, why isn't it called being meichel and bisur? We know you can't give your child something usher to eat. You can't make a child, not your child, any child. Right? I see a kid, I said, do me a favor, can you put on the lights over there? You're not allowed to do that jobs. You see a kid, and here's a piece of chaza, I don't want to throw it out, you eat it. You're under by me, it's a chaz v'shom. That's cool. It's pashas, it's the reinsa. Loi sachilei. The issa called loi sachilei, the gemar yavamis, Rashi and Chumash. Emor la kahanin v'mar talahem. La'azik gdoilim alaktanim. Right? If you tell a kohen, you see a kohen cotton, and you make him go into the basic bar, do me a favor, my ball just fell into the basic bar, so I'm too embarrassed to look for my ball. You get it, he's a kohen. You're even this is the reinsa, right? So why isn't this by the father giving him this beged, knowing that the kid's not going to be mechaven, being machshul him and wearing dalat kanfis without tzitzis?
There's a big difference.
So okay, you can say, but may raise his hand first.
The cotton doesn't have enough kavana loylux. It's not the beard.
What do you mean?
In other words, the reason why we say by God, mm-hmm. he's carrying a towel because he has enough kavana. Say, I don't want to be yet. So this kavana, God has kavana. The cotton, so therefore he has kavana loylux. Say, so now I have a problem. I'm carrying it back without
the kid
doesn't have kavana to be my. So he also doesn't have kavana's hepach enough.
Good. So what if we would put on a beggar? And if you hold mitzvah sviches kavana, you put on a beggar without kavana. You're telling me you're not. You're not being mevat the mitzvah.
You won't be mevat. You won't be yoytza the mitzvah.
So if you're not yoytza, it means you're
not you're so his ability. Whatever.
Yeah, I understand. But what's the mishnah? We're having to talk in such a case. But in a chanami, without kavana, you're also not yoytza.
Let's say I own a talus and I don't want to be yoytza with the tzitzis, and I leave it on over here. And somebody else picks it up and puts it on. Does that make it?
You mean somebody else, but it's not his beggar.
Yeah,
he's not over the issue, though.
But that person is not mechuyev. I mean,
but what's he? What's not the? Isn't it?
And now what?
And no, that's your mitzvah, but you're not. What does God do with your kavanah?
It's my mitzvah, but it's my talis. So?
It doesn't mean there's no tzitzis there. You can't. You're not poil. There's no tzitzis. If you have kavanah, that we do. When we have a bag a talis, you're mechaven. If somebody picks it up, you're makna to him. So you're makna to him. Just because you don't want the mitzvah tzitzis doesn't mean he doesn't do.
But isn't it kind of stama lishma? Stama lishma, unless
you need
kavanah,
extra kavanah. The Gemara says cotton less like kavanah. He doesn't do these things. So this, first of all, let's start with that. So
we say that mitzvah is kavanah down the right, though. We say
that's a poshut. That's a poshut.
Oh, okay.
Well, in Sefer Charedim, it says it is the right. So he says he said that la'av the bechol of avchem. It's a question of Prima Gadim says, where did the Chazal know this from? Prima Gadim says, Sefer Charedim, he's a Rishon, he's a Kadman, but he says it's from La'avda B'chol Avchem. He says, Fakir, even the man Dahama who holds mitzvahs ain't Tzichs Kavana, holds there's a mitzvah to do with Kavana, but if you do it, you're Yaitzim because you mevat the mitzvah of La'avda B'chol Avchem. And the other man Dahama holds it's a Tanai in the mitzvah. If you don't do it, love the B'chol Avachim is a Tanai in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has to be loved. No matter we know, you put on tefillin. Why else? Who puts on straps?
Right.
Who put on straps? But a guy, what?
Like Stam Kavanah.
Yeah, so that's a different thing. We understand why you're doing it, because you're doing it for that. But you still need Kavanah.
Well, that's
fine too. It's medicine like this. So you can ask me a more basic question, which the Turi Eben asks. If a kid can't have Kavanah, which by the way, you're right, there are those who say, could be a kid has some kind of kavanah. It means over there, when he does lishma, he doesn't, but the kavanah, he's doing it for mitzvah. But the Torah says that. So he says, I saw how you have him, what's the point of chinuch? What are you being mechanuch him? So let's explain the Turi Eben's question by asking you a question, okay? A child who wants to be yaitzim mitzvah of dalet minim. So you get him a good, kasher lulav, b'chulav, b'chulav. and he's got to take it only during the day. You got avadi can't be machanach against to take it at night. It's good. We'll get you used to it. You have to do exactly what the mitzvah is. Does the kid have to own the lulav?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Can't own.
You can't be makna to him, right? Do you have to be makna to him? Do you have to make sure?
Ash is here, otherwise you will run into a problem.
In what?
Giving yours to him, and then you can't get it back.
So, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, it's not like when we grew up. We didn't have our own sense. Now everybody buys their kids. You buy it, it's his. No problem. Do you have to make sure it's his? Does it have to be his in order?
Well, whether it is, you need chinuch in that aspect, the tanai of the mitzvah, it has to be his or not. If it's just a question, then learn, teach him to shake. He can shake any lulav. If you need to teach him also,
okay,
that he has to own it.
Just saying the lulav more lomdisha.
No, he may not have the lachem, so he may be missing shtik lachem.
He's saying he's missing lachem, but.
But we're not mechuyev to teach him that? We're not mechuyev to give him chinuch in lachem?
Why not?
Because you can't have mom.
No,
he
could.
Come
by itself.
What?
To come by itself.
No.
You need bar mitzvah.
No. Right now, when he's 10, do you have to make sure to tell him, listen, Yankala, it's yours. He's coming there. He thinks he's just shaking his father's. Well, let's say talk in the old days, right? When we grew up, he had the young lulav. Nobody had. Nobody in shul could buy that. Not everybody used to have. They used to move around. Right? Many people couldn't afford in those days. So what do you do? You're marking it to the cotton. So if you're not marking it, right? You'll ask me, the Gemara says, person should be marking his dalminim to a little cotton because he can't be marking back to you. Maybe means this. If you're doing it, don't do it. Give it to whatever. So this is machlokes rishayim. The Pesach said, but you one more knetch you need. What do you mean mechanechim in? The kiyama mitzvah or the maisa mitzvah? In other words, what's the maisa mitzvah? To take dalet minim. Lachem is not in the maisa. Lachem is how you, that's what he said tonight. It means how you're mekayim it. Without lachem, you did the same, two people are sitting there, they're doing the same thing, right? One is chuckling, this, and he just forgot to make it his. Right? It's a bar. He didn't pay for it. Okay? He didn't pay for it, right? And he wasn't mechava to be koinin. He's not yaitzer. That guy's just—he's yaitzer. Why? Because he has lechem. But the mitzvah they did is the same mitzvah. How are you machanach a child? You machanach a child to do the mitzvah, shake the lulav, or to be mekayim the mitzvah? So that's a machlokes rishayim. Mishnah Berurah brings it. Rav Yo holds you don't have to be machanach him to the kiyum mitzvah. Just the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be his. It's not negayah too many places. Over here it's negayah. It doesn't have to be his. Same thing with talis, let's say a tzitzis, right? You have to own your tzitzis. You don't tell the child anything to the child, it's not his. I mean, most people probably don't, okay. But they're marking it to him, let's assume. So is he yaitzah? No, you're not yaitzah unless it's your talis. Okay, well, some is like, mechavah to be koina. But if you say, no, this is not yours, this is mine, kid, I'm letting you wear it. So, according to Rav Yahya Yaitzer, because he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, just missing a T'nai, like Pesach said, or you'd say he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah without the Kiyum Mitzvah. But we Paskin not that way. I'm sure we're Paskins and Paskin, that you have to have the Kiyum Mitzvah. Kid needs Lechem. So over here, if a kid can't have Kavana, what does it mean that you're Mechanechem? If he can't have Kavana, and he holds Mitzvah since Kavana, he's not being Mechanechem the Mitzvah. Akoch, says the Turi Evan Chagiga, that since he can't do it, Chazal did not, it's not necessary, the din of Kavana for a child. A child does the mitzvah without the din of Kavana. Without the din of Kavana, especially, I was thinking, Lechem is a din in Dalet Minim. Lechem is a din in Tzitzis. Kavana is not a din in the specific mitzvah, it's a general din, La'avda B'chol Avavcha. So they said, that thing, we don't have to be mechanech in the La'avda B'chol Avavcha. Only the mitzvah Tzitzis. So now that we say that, let's answer the kasha. The kasha is very simple. What does it mean that you're over nissa? You're over nissa. Why of wearing dark confess? Because why? We mentioned last week a Mordechai. We don't need the Mordechai. Remember, if a guy is on Shabbos and his tzitzis tears, so what did we learn last week? That he doesn't have to take off his dark confess. I is wearing a beggar without tzitzis, says the Mordechai, it doesn't matter. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't wear a beggar without kaf. It says, do the mitzvah of tzitzis. He can't do the mitzvah of tzitzis because he can't tie it on Shabbos, right? Your mezuzah falls off on Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to leave your room. Why? Why aren't you mechuyev to leave your room? Because because the pshat is that it doesn't say don't live in a room without a mezuzah. It says put a mezuzah on your room. And if you don't, so you're doing it, you're doing something wrong. You're being mevatel the mitzvah. But if I can't put up the mezuzah because it's Shabbos, I can't hang it up. So the same thing, right? We said last week, if you're on a boat and you can't be, you have no tzitzis, it wouldn't be awesome to put on a baggage. Why? Because you're an honest. This kid's an honest. So b'meila, what would they mechayev him to do? The ma'isa mitzvah. What ma'isa mitzvah? Putting on tzitzis. Are you telling me he's doing an issa? You're making me tchazir? It's not true. Because since he can't be mechayev the mitzvah, so b'meila is not called being mevatel the mitzvah. The bitla mitzvah is only if you can be mechayev the mitzvah. If you can't be mechayev the mitzvah, you can't. So what's he doing? So obviously, chazal mechayev him to do the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah in order to be mechanechim. That's, I think, starting to work out with everyone. Then this Tama Shaila, it's important, good to know also, whether the dead, can you feed a kid outside of a sukkah? So you have a kid who's a gila chinuch, he's supposed to be mechanech him to eat in a sukkah, and you feed him outside of a sukkah. Is that loy sachil? Avada al chinuch, which is the father's chiyuv, father's tum, eat in a sukkah. But you, as an outsider, you're not, just like you can't give him chazir, are you allowed to give him to eat? So this is a big machloikis in the poskim that could be the din of loy sachilam. Loy sachilam is not
only
that.
Maybe only something that's a davar aser. That's something.
Well,
that's
a davar aser meaning it's a lav. Right,
it's
right.
A lav.
It doesn't mean davka eating, right, but you're right. That's what you mean. In other words, I can't make a child say lashon hara. That's awesome. You're not allowed to tell him. So what did the kids in class to tell me who was a troublemaker? It's lashon hara. You're teaching a kid. Not only, you know. It's awesome. It's probably Nisr D'Raisa to do that to the kids. Tell me who the kids make trouble. You know, that's a Nisr D'Raisa making it. But if you make a kid eat before Kiddush, that's the whole Shaila. So most poskim hold you're allowed to make a kid. You're allowed to eat, make a kid. So some say why? Because the mitzvah says say you're not mechuyev to be to. There's no issa. The din of Leisachim was learned that from Tumas Kahani. Tumas Kahanim, that a kohen can be metama of a cotton, or anybody, let's assume, from Shrotzim, you can't give Shrotzim to kid, and the Gemara says, you're not allowed to nevelis the kid. Right now, you're not allowed to make the kid do Issa. And the Gemara says, why you need all the psukim? But Mitzvah says that. Kiddush could be different also, why? Because it's really not Issa to eat before Kiddush. It's because there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Why are you not eating before Kiddush? Everybody knows. Why aren't you allowed to eat before Kiddush?
You're afraid you'll forget Kiddush.
What?
Forget to make Kiddush.
Everybody agrees? Then how come nobody say yes?
It's got to be better than that.
Of course, why does that have to be better? Tell me. It's very simple.
The mitzvah says, be Kiddush, mean Kiddush.
Why? Just bring me a raya before we say the reason. Bring me a raya that at that, you know, it's Chaim is saying, you're not allowed to eat before B'dikas Chametz, you're not allowed to eat before Chanukah Lich, can't eat before the Megillah. I know places where they after Maariv, they don't eat the Megillah, they take 5 minutes, and they have a little piece of cake and orange juice, you know, to wouldn't be such a bad idea, right?
But after Kriya, it's Kavua.
It's a small amount, right.
So they're not going to forget.
So I'm giving you the answer. Kiddush, you can't drink water. You can't drink water before Kiddush, right? You can't drink water before Kiddush. You tell me you have your coffee.
Right?
What? Why is that mutter?
So you can have kayach for davening.
No.
There's not
too much
Kiddush
before
davening. There's no key of Kiddush, maybe.
Because you can't eat before davening.
Right.
And if you can't eat, you can't make no kiddush b'makom suda. So it's not kiddush. The issa to eat before kiddush is when you can make kiddush. Before davening, you can't make kiddush because you can't eat. But once you daven, when is that, Reb Sam? When is that? When can you? When do you have to stop drinking that coffee? Damn. Good Gerachosa knows the answer to this.
Well, I know they have it.
So what's a pshat?
Before Christ,
I thought it was Rodman. What?
Karma Musaf has to do it.
Oh, no, not Musaf, Kriya Sotoyu.
Yeah.
Right. Many hold, there's Poiskim who say, in Ger, if you go into Ger, they stop before Kriya Sotoyu, they learn for an hour. Old Tekon of an old Ger Rebbe. Right? Sim's going to give me a whole literature on it next week. There's a Sefer on Reb Shammai, by the way, if you ever.
There.
A whole Sefer.
Yeah,
it's great. So. In Ger, you all of a sudden you look over there, and the first time I saw it, I was like taken aback. Everybody's drinking a coffee. Come on, everybody's drinking tea, coffee. So I asked Rabbi Lefesh. He says, because there are poiskim who say that you can't make kiddush yet, because you can't have a suda. So you can't chop two things and say, I'll have a coffee, and 5 minutes later, I'll make kiddush. You have to be machmer. It's not a kula in drinking coffee. You follow up, Tuli?
Yeah.
It's a chumrah. You can't, a lot of us, you know, Simchas Torah, they do it a lot of times. They make a kiddush before Kriya Satayra, right? Mitzvah, then we hold your lauda. In Ger, they're machmeh, be'etzim, not to eat before Kriya Satayra. So if you, therefore you can't make kiddush. If you can't make kiddush, you can have a coffee. Okay. But once it's past davening for us, or in Ger, past Kriya Satayra, you can't have a coffee. Why not? Because you can't have a coffee before you can't drink water. You can drink water before Chanukah, look before this. The answer is, it bothered me for many years. Till I found the Rebbe Kivega and the Shulchan Aruch Rav explain it. And it's interesting halacha, because we're not really makbid on it. We're makbid not to drink water, because you have to make kiddush right away. Right? We come home, what do we do? We come up with Shabbos, how's everything? How's Sadie? How's Max? How's this? How's that? Right? The din is you have to make kiddush right. Kaddish miyad, it says in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, right? You're not allowed to drink, not because you might forget to make kiddush, because you have to make kiddush right away, and drinking is taking away from it. We don't do it. I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, we don't do. I don't know what to say, but that's the reason. You follow? So many say, it's not called a bitla say, just to drink to make sure the kiddush. So that, you know, machuyif to make a kid. Not drink before davening, right? Not to eat before davening. Kiddush. But that's also a big shaila. Can you make a kid do a bitla say? So that would be the second teretz also for this. In other words, what you're doing is you're making the kid do a bitla say. A bitla say that already could be not an issa for a katan to do. All right, I have to apologize. I have to go to the father meeting.
I was asking a question. How do we give kids?
This is a big problem they ask. How do we give kids little tzitzis, 8 inches by 8 inches, if that's not the mitzvah tzitzis? This is a good thing. Derek Tzvi deals with it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.